Welcome to the Side Hustle Project, a podcast where we explore the nitty-gritty details behind what it takes to start and grow a profitable side hustle. I'm your host, Ryan Robinson, and in this podcast, I'm bringing you interviews with entrepreneurs, best-selling authors, CEOs, investors, and people just like you who are building and profiting from interesting side hustles. In today's episode, we're talking to Mike Pearson, who started multiple different side businesses over the years, ranging from an Amazon affiliate blog that earned $200,000 in commissions to his current side business, a blog and course called Stupid Simple SEO that generated more than $55,000 during its launch just a couple of months ago. Originally from Connecticut, Mike moved to New York City, where he still holds a six-figure day job that keeps the bills paid while experimenting on different side projects. And it wasn't until just last year that Mike started tinkering with the idea of teaching all of the SEO skills he'd built through his 7 years of blogging as a course. And the best part, he validated the idea for his SEO course by spending a couple of months answering questions in a blogging Facebook group about how SEO works and how to implement the basics of it for bloggers. That led to the start of his blog, growing his email list, and soon the release of his first paid course. In this episode, Mike and I talk about how he went from starting his blog to getting his first 360 email subscribers and pre-selling his course to that audience in less than 3 months, which earned over $3,000 during the very first launch week. We dive into Mike's personal process for validating an online course idea, creating actionable curriculum, and successfully selling to your audience. We explore the ways he's leveraged affiliate partners to achieve a $55,000 course launch this year, and seriously, so much more. As always, you can find everything we mention in today's episode in the show notes at ryrob.com/podcast. That's spelled ryrob.com/podcast. Let's get into today's interview with Mike Pearson. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan? Thank you for having me on.
Hey, I'm pumped to talk to you. Today, you know, we're digging into many different side businesses that you've actually started, some of which grew into the six-figure range over the years, including your recent launch of an SEO course that is killing it. But before we get into all that fun stuff, where are you originally from?
Yeah, I am originally from Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut. I went to college in Rhode Island, and then I moved to New York, where I live right now with my wife and two young kids.
All right, a city man.
Yeah, we've been holding strong in the city, holding on as long as we can before we have to move out to the burbs until we run out of space.
Yeah, but
we've been here for about 10 years now, yeah.
Jeez, that's awesome. So kind of winding back a little bit, have you felt like you've always had sort of an entrepreneurial bug? Do you remember when you started like tinkering around with your own little businesses or side projects?
You know, the first time was definitely a Pat Flynn moment, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners can possibly relate to. I don't know if you remember his niche site project, which was several years back now that I think about it, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. You know, it was all about, I think he built some kind of niche site, right, in the security guard training niche or some really random niche. I think he built it up to a couple $1,000s a month. And that's where I really kind of got my start in building out these niche websites or building out these authority websites, which other people refer to them as. So I definitely started with, I think it was listening to Pat's podcast or maybe it was one of his blog posts. And again, that was probably 6-7 years ago, maybe now. But yeah, that's definitely where I got my start.
Do you remember, you know, those early websites?
So at least all of the ones back then are definitely offline now. So one of the ones that I can tell you about, and it's almost embarrassing to talk about. So the whole idea with these kind of niche sites is that you kind of build up, and I will stress this was like 6 or 7 years ago. It's a totally different, game now. You build up these kind of consumer product focused websites, right, where you're kind of reviewing, and I use that term very loosely, different types of products. So for example, one that I had, it was in the vacuum niche of all niches. You would write these product reviews about different kind of vacuums, and the whole idea is that you're targeting keywords that people are searching for in Google, right? That's the whole SEO angle here. Mm-hmm. So for example, you know, the best vacuum for hardwood floors or the best vacuum for pet hair or, you know, a Dyson vacuum review, right? So those types of keywords that people are searching for and you know that they're looking to buy something, right? So if someone's looking for the best vacuum for hardwood floors, chances are they want to buy a vacuum, right? That's the whole idea.
High purchase intent.
Right. The whole idea with the intent. So you would create these product page, not pages, product reviews or comparison reviews. And again, thankfully these sites are not online anymore, but the content at that time was really bad. The backlinking at that time, which we can get into, was really spammy. But back then, it worked, right? It would work for a while. So maybe that site...
It was still the Wild West.
Right, exactly. You're not quitting your job, at least I wasn't. But it was like $3,000 a month, 100% passive. I mean, I maybe had like 7 or 8 posts up on the whole site. So it was... I wasn't
working on it. And we're talking primarily through like Amazon affiliate sales?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, all of the affiliates... all of the affiliates was straight Amazon because they don't pay out the highest, but they have, and I continued with Amazon through the years. It's, you know, consumers trust Amazon 1,000%. So they click your affiliate link, you send them to Amazon, your job is done. You know, Amazon takes care of the rest. You get your 5, 6, 7% or whatever it was. So that site had maybe a year lifespan until Google knocked it down. You know, they eventually catch on with these kind of shady backlink practices. And then, you know, at that time, I didn't quite learn my lesson, so I did another one. this was more in the fitness niche, where it was like rowing machines and not treadmills, but other types of like fitness equipment. Same idea, same process, same results. That was about $2,500 a month. Again, completely on the side.
Yeah.
That one, I mean, that one lasted. Yeah, it was... You know, and what it showed me is that maybe those types of gray hat methods, if you will, were not long term. But, you know, the whole idea of you can build out a website, you can build this kind of content that focuses on consumers, and you can acquire some kind of links. You know, now you want to focus on more high quality links. But that whole thing works, right? You can rank a site in Google doing it this way, and you can make some money. And that was kind of the light bulb moment for me. And then I started another site in 2016. This one was completely white hat, you know, which means it was legit. Like, you know, the links that I built were through guest posting, right? They were like legitimate links. The content was so much better. This was in the outdoors niche. I actually ended up selling this site at the beginning of 2018 to a private buyer. But, you know, this one I got up to, it almost hit $100,000 a year. And again, this was mostly passive. This was all Amazon. I sold that one. I have a new one that's online right now.
How much did you sell that site for?
So,
for a ballpark range.
The agreement with a buyer, generally you're not going to reveal the niche or the website or the amount, but typically you'll see about, and I'll let people do the math in their head, on the back end, you'll see like 30 to 40 times monthly profit. Just to give a ballpark.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fascinating. So like, continue. You have another site now?
Yeah. So then I sold that one and I have another site that people can look at. They don't have to, but you know, just to see kind of how I like to build these sites off or build them out. It's called credittakeoff.com. And this is more of a, and I'll stress that this site as we're recording this is less than 2 months old. So it's pretty much brand new. As the site name might let you know, it's kind of in the credit niche, not credit cards, but more like people who have bad credit and they're looking, you know, for tips on how to repair their credit. So it's educational.
Touching on personal finance.
It's a sub niche of, you know, personal finance would be the big niche, you know, credit cards would be a sub niche. And this is kind of a sub niche of that where it's like people with, you know, not ideal credit. And they're looking for tips and tricks on, you know, how do you get your credit score higher? And for me, this is kind of a, you know, I'm a somewhat personal finance geek. I'm proud that I have a pretty good credit score. And so this is my new project. Again, it is brand new. I've actually hired a few writers to do most of the heavy lifting. I'm taking care of the link building on my end. And I will not be using Amazon for this. Obviously, I'm going to be using kind of affiliates with, you know, credit repair companies who, you know, they offer services to repair your credit and you kind of refer your readers to these services. But that's the idea anyway.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, you know, as far as like lessons to pull out of this already, like, you know, Mike, you have spun up multiple different sites, generated, you know, meaningful amounts of income from several different sites over the years. Like you've figured out kind of a game plan around what works well as far as SEO, getting your content ranked, generating revenue from those readers. This is something that I feel like, you know, as far as what people listening here today can take away, it's like, you don't learn these things unless you get out there and you start publishing, you start experimenting. Like it takes time to pick up these things.
Yeah. You've got to get in the weeds and do the work. Again, I think the first I did was 2012. Right. And mm-hmm. honestly, my first really big success was the one that I did in 2016. You know, so it took a long time, you know, to publish this content, to build these links, to see, you know, what works and what doesn't work. So, you know, you're definitely right. You gotta just get your hands dirty and do it.
Now, I'm anticipating one particular question that I know at least one listener is thinking about right now. You know, if I don't ask it, someone will get pissed at me. So because I know that you're married, you have a couple of kids, and you still work a full-time corporate job, how do you personally carve out the time to work on your different side businesses, or, you know, how do you think about it? What advice would you give to other people?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. Yeah, because I work, you know, I got a standard corporate 40-hour a week job. And again, I've got two kids under three at home, and I like to spend time with them as well. So it's waking, I wake up before they're up, spend some time on my laptop, and then I work when they go to bed for a few hours. So I stay up, you know, 2 or 3 hours every night working. You know, honestly, the weekends I try not to work that much during the day, because that's when I have the most time to spend with my kids. But it's really mornings and nights, and then, you know, at my lunch hour at work. Yeah. Well, we've got a 6-month-old, so he's keeping us up regardless. So, but it really is just trying to find, at least for me personally, it's the mornings and the nights. It's, you know, when you don't want to do the work, you got to do the work. But you know, again, for my new site, I have hired 2 writers to help with the content. Right. And then we'll get into it in a minute with the course. You know, it's actually pretty passive, you know, the way that I've inadvertently set this whole thing up, but actually the course does not require a lot of my time.
That's great. I do want to talk about the course. And you mentioned, you know, in our conversations before we hit record, just last month, you did a launch around your SEO course to your email list of around 4,000 subscribers at the time. And you generated about $55,000 in revenue, which is really impressive as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure many people listening are going to be like, holy crap. So can you take us back? Maybe let's go to the start. Why did you want to put together a course around SEO in the first place?
Yeah, so it starts with a Facebook group. So Michelle from Making Sense of Sense, probably have heard of her.
Yeah, she's been on the podcast.
Oh, has she really? That's awesome. So she has, I bought one of her courses, actually. It was an affiliate marketing course a few years ago. And she has a Facebook group to go along with the students who purchased her course. And I think right now there's something like 4,000, right, other bloggers in that Facebook group, all bloggers, right? So that's the niche. It's the blogging niche. And I didn't really get into that Facebook group until about a year ago. And, you know, I was kind of biding my time and laying low, and, you know, I don't really post stuff in there, but you know, a trend that I was noticing from all of these bloggers, 4,000 bloggers, all of the SEO questions would come up in these threads. Yeah. You know, I don't know anything about SEO. It's so confusing. I can't understand SEO. You know, can someone give me advice on X, Y, and Z? And so I started popping in there and just, you know, casually answering people's questions, you know, trying to be as helpful as I could be. And, you know, maybe even a month or even two into this being kind of active in this group, I could tell, you know, look, these are 4,000 bloggers who have already paid money to join Michelle's course, right? So they're pretty serious about blogging. Mm-hmm. SEO is a huge part of blogging. And all of these people have a ton of questions, very like basic, simple questions. And they could not wrap their head around it. So that was kind of the idea. It's like, you know, I know some of these people, I know these bloggers, and they're really struggling with SEO. So maybe I should start a blog about SEO and then eventually maybe start a course about SEO. And you know, because I was answering all of these questions, obviously, for free. You know, yeah. Maybe I could put all of this information into and package it in a format where people would be interested. And again, the key thing here is that it wasn't just random bloggers who were not serious about their blogs. You know, the fact that they paid $200 for Michelle's course tells me that they're investing in their blogging education, right? That was kind of the big thing. I know that they're serious about their blogs. I know that they have spent money already on their training and on their education. So I know, you know, that kind of validates the niche for you right there without doing any surveys, any niche research. It's like that Facebook group, thank you, Michelle, alone was proof enough for me, you know, following all of those questions that, you know, there's the niche.
I like it. How did you go about validating the course? Or did you kind of like, you know, go off, build your content and then come back to the group and said, hey, everybody, check out my course. What was your process like on that?
I started with a blog first and I even hesitated to call it a blog because I think I had 5 posts on there in a year. But I started with like a big guide, I guess you would call it. It was like 6,000 words and it was just called SEO for Bloggers. And it was just like answering straightforward questions and kind of just trying to solve people's problems. So I started by, you know, kind of casually sharing that guide in the group or whenever SEO questions would come up. You know, I wouldn't spam the group or anything, but you know, oh, this guide might be helpful, blah, blah, blah. And of course I had an opt-in for that piece of content right on my site. It was just a PDF, right? Because it's a 6,000 word post. No one's going to want to read that. So the freebie was, you know, download the PDF. And then I got a few hundred people on my mailing list. You know, you just start chatting with other people. And I knew I was going to create some kind of course to monetize it. And to be honest, I had an idea in my head of how I wanted to build the course out or how I thought it could best be presented. You know, maybe I bounced a few ideas off of people on my email list. But other than that, I really did have a good sense just from seeing the questions in the group on what people were really struggling with.
Yeah. And you're also embedded in that community yourself. So all right, you go out, you create the course, you've got this, you know, validation in mind around how much people are talking about this clear need that you can meet using your experience, your skill set. Do you remember what happened during your very first launch? What did you do? You had a few email subscribers. Did you just...
Yeah. So I'm in ConvertKit, which is my email, the email that I use. So I'm just checking how many.
And we'll give that one to you for free, ConvertKit.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Hopefully you promote them.
No, I use them too. Great product. Great product.
So I started with, I think it's maybe 300 around 300 subscribers. So I did what I call the beta launch, right? So it was, I offered people 40% off, 360 people, there it is. So I had 360 people. So just to give you a time frame, I started the blog, honestly, about a year ago, right now, honestly, March of last year, I did this beta launch only 3 months later. So I started the blog in March, had the course completed by June. And this is it's a pretty comprehensive course. It's like 60 hours of video. And at that time, again, I'm checking my stats. I had about 360 people on my email list. And what I did is I offered them a 40% discount. You know, I'll give you 40% discount. You can buy my course. And, you know, if you like it or if you have any feedback, you know, I'd appreciate some testimonial or some kind of feedback on how I can make it better. Mm-hmm. And then checking my teachable stats, you know, I made 18 sales, which, let's do math, right, out of 360. So, right, there's a 5% conversion, which is, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it told me that, people who don't know who I am, that they were willing to shell out, I think it was $168 for a person they barely heard of, a course they've never known, and has zero testimonials. You know, that told me that was okay. So, you know, people probably would be interested.
You're onto something.
So yeah, that was the beta launch in June. And so that geared me up for doing kind of a bigger launch for, you know, without the 40% discount. And I did that only a month later, but the key there is that I did some reach out to some bigger blogging affiliates, I guess you would say, to get the product or get the course in front of their audience, just to get that first wave of sales.
I like it. So when you do that second launch, that more official launch, what did your launch look like? Are you sending an email every day for a week? Like, let's get granular here. What did that look like for you?
All right. So I'm back in. So I did a 5-day launch. So it was a Monday through Friday, right? So there's an open cart. There was like a testimonial email, you know, at that point, because of that beta launch, even 5 testimonials is something, right? You need validation. You know, what are other people saying about your course? So that's, you know, day 2 was, you know, what other students are saying. Day 3 was kind of an FAQ. You know, if you have some common questions, you know, here are some answers. Day 4 was kind of a straight value thing. You know, here are some 5 common mistakes that you're probably making with your blog. And then day 5 was the close the cart. So it's just a 5-day launch, if you can call it that. But again, the key for that is that I had 3 pretty big affiliates on board. At that time, I offered them a pretty good cut. And again, these are other bloggers who have blogging audiences, right? But they don't write about SEO, right? They don't write about SEO themselves. So it's not a competitor. And they don't even have any SEO training. You know, they don't sell an SEO course. They probably don't even know anything about SEO themselves. But, you know, their audience is people who are interested in blogging. So that affiliate reach out was huge at the beginning. And, you know, I took the time to really send some pretty detailed and, you know, some pretty good emails, to be honest, to these affiliates, telling them, you know, I know you might not know who I am, but I promise you this is going to be an excellent course. Your readers will definitely like it, blah, 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 blah. And I got 3 pretty big bloggers on board, and that really helped drive the first wave of sales for that launch. And I'm trying to pull up the numbers here, but
that's a super smart approach. Did you write the emails that your affiliate partners would send to their list, or was there like a different approach?
That's a great question. So because one of the big affiliates that I worked with was like, and she was very helpful. You know, she took a lot of time out of her own day to give me guidance on how to do this. And she was like, you know, people don't know anything about your course. They don't even know anything about SEO. You've got to give them like a cheat sheet. So I didn't write their emails, because, you know, I can't write in their voice or, you know, their tone, their style. But I whipped out a Google Doc and gave them just bullets. Just, here's the intended audience. Here's the problem that it solves. Here are how many videos, here are how many hours, here is what this covers, here is, you know, they're going to start from point A, and here is going to be the outcome after they go through the course. So it was just bullets, you know, kind of language that they could plug and play into their emails. But that's a great question, because that definitely helped. Because, you know, when I saw those emails come out, right, because I subscribed to their list, so it was very bizarre seeing them promote my course and seeing that email come in. But I would notice, oh, they use that bullet point. They use that. So it definitely helped them. And just because you're totally right, you want to make it as easy as possible for other people to promote your stuff.
I love it. It's a great lesson to learn. All right. So Mike, what's coming next for you? Are you going to relaunch the course? Are you working on a new one? What's to come over the next 6 months, let's say?
Yeah. So I'm kind of lazy with this whole thing, to be honest. It's pretty simple. Every 3 months I launch. So right now it's a closed cart. Even if you want to get in, I'm not going to allow you in. And I have that for a couple of different reasons, but mainly for my own sanity, because I don't want to be trying to make sales every day. You know what I mean? It's just, it's easier to, it's just, you know, trying to hustle for that sale every single day. So now I just have an opt-in page. So even if someone types my course URL, it would just redirect to a landing page on my blog. And that, you know, it tells them, oh, the course is closed. And then I give them a free email course. It's kind of like a 5-day email boot camp about SEO, right? To give them another a freebie, puts them on the wait list. And then I just get new people on my ConvertKit. And then every 3 months I relaunch, right? And I'm just looking at my numbers now. And so November, I launched to 3,300 people, did about 30,000 in revenue in 5 days, then closed it down. And then I clean my list, right? So if people aren't opening my emails in between there, I'm just kicking people out. I don't want to pay for them. So in February, right? So 3 months later, I only had 3,500 subscribers. I only had 200 more net subscribers because I was just cleaning people out. But that launch did $55,000 in revenue, right? So I almost doubled the launch with the same amount of new subscribers. The key is that, so I have an affiliate program for my course, right? So students who enroll, maybe we should talk about
it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, they go through the course, and then if they want to sign up for an affiliate, you know, they get 40% for any sale. And so it's kind of like an upside down sales funnel, right? I'm not going out trying to advertise and get new people into the top of my funnel, hoping that I can, you know, at the bottom get 1% of people to sign up. It's more like I'm starting with the people who have already bought my course, right? I'm starting at the bottom. And then with the affiliate program, that's the incentive, obviously. You know, they're going out for me in these Facebook. I mean, honestly, I hate to say that this entire business runs off of Facebook groups, but it kind of does, other than my email list. And they're kind of spreading the word organically for me. And that's really, because I was, honestly, I was not sure what to expect on this recent February launch, because I had the same number of like new email subscribers. So I was happy, you know, in my mind. I was like, you know, if I can do $30,000 again, I'll be happy. I just don't know what to expect. But then it almost doubled. And it's just because now I have 200 more students in the course, 200 more affiliates, people that are just, you know, kind of organically spreads.
Brilliant.
So okay. I don't know if that didn't really answer your question, but I guess the answer is I'm just going to keep
launches.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Every 3 months do a launch, and I kind of want to see what I can get to. I don't want to say a plateau, but I'm curious to see what the next one is going to be. And the next one to just get an idea of, because I still really don't have an idea of how much an email subscriber is worth, or, you know, just because there's so many affiliates out there kind of doing the work for me.
Well, if I had to take a guess, I'd say there's still a lot of opportunity to grow this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you're obviously in the blogging niche, you're ranking for just ridiculous keywords. So, and I saw your latest income report. So you know how many people are signing up for blogging and hosting every month. You know, the niche is just crazy, you know, blogging as a whole. And, you know, my idea is if I can just get a sliver of that market with the, you know, because it's just SEO. It's not blogging. It's just SEO. But even that alone, just that small piece, for someone like me who nobody knows who I am, you know, it just shows how big the niche is, right?
Yeah, it's a great starting point. Well, man, Mike, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know it is very precious. I want to ask you one last question.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say has been the best investment you've ever made in the context of growing your business? And this can be in the form of time, money, tools, products, services, or otherwise.
I think, you know, from a tools perspective, I could not live, and I don't want to give any more free plugs, but I cannot live without ConvertKit. I cannot live without Teachable, because that's where my course is, you know, hosted and where I obviously have all my content and stuff. Another tool that I use is Thrive Architect. It builds all my landing pages. That's how I collect emails. So, you know, those three tools are really what my entire business is built on. And frankly, from an educational standpoint, I mean, it was just reading and reading and reading. You know, I did purchase Michelle's course, which is excellent, but it was mostly just hustling on my own time and trying to figure this stuff out. You know, as you mentioned at the beginning, you got to put the work in and get your hands dirty.
Yeah. It's a combination of all of the above.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us. Can you tell everyone listening where they can go to learn more about you, your course, and everything else you're up to?
Yeah. So for my SEO blog, and you can sign up to a free email course, it's stupid simple seo.co.co. And if you want to check out how I'm trying to build a new authority site in the personal finance niche, it's credittakeoff.com.
Awesome. All right, Mike, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Side Hustle Project, I would love your support. Head on over to the Apple Podcasts app and give us a rating. And as always, you can catch every episode of the Side Hustle Project on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.